Hey, next coming in, we got Grand Champion Carcass.
Today is the day they're auctioning off animals at the Randolph Fair in Portage County. Sarah Allen is only 12 years old, but she stands confidently at the front of the show ring with her pig, Orlando. For many young people, these projects started nearly a year ago. When we first met Sarah at her farm a month ago, she'd already been working with Orlando for quite a while. She and her older brothers have been raising farm animals for the fair since last fall. Aaron and Lucas are standing in the barn behind their house.
Would you guys mind showing me your animals?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are Lucas's cows.
Yeah, these are my steers for fair.
I got three of them. The names are Mrs. Anderson, Andy, and Josh.
What do you have to do today to take care of them?
I rinse them off, cold water, till they're real wet, bring them here. I brush them down, then I blow them out, then I spray a hair conditioner on them, and then I blow them out again, and then I do that at night, too.
Why do you have to do that?
And it grows the hair on them, so they look nice and pretty. It's just like an appearance thing, where the judges like you to have the hair. I think it's more of a, it shows how much dedication you have to your project, because you're always out here doing something with them.
These kids are serious about raising their animals for fair. Lucas has a special mix of feed made for the steer and works nearly every day to break them into a halter and get them ready. Sarah and Aaron direct their hogs with sticks to practice keeping them in line when they're in the fair arena.
That one's mine there with the blue bud right there, the big one.
This one's mine. This one's mine, but I don't know what you call yours.
I don't really name mine usually because if you name them, you start getting attached.
Sarah is tough as any farm boy, but she also smiles a lot and shares her feelings easily. Last year, it was tough for her to give up the pig she raised for the fair.
I was so sad. I just get attached to them so much. Because I like coming out here and brushing them. And sometimes we give them baths. Whenever we like clean out the pen, we spray it down and we give them baths and stuff. So, you know, you get pretty attached.
Well, good evening. It's nice to be back here to judge your 2004 Portage County Fair.
After months of working with the animals, this is the week the kids have been waiting for. Aaron Allen is back in the pen where the kids keep their animals.
How are you feeling? It's been a while since I saw you.
Yeah, I'm not really that nervous at all. Actually, I'm going up right now.
Good luck.
Aaron and seven other kids lead their hogs from the back pen into the arena. They use sticks to direct them around for the judge to see. Sometimes the pigs go wild and just run around. But for the most part, the kids and the animals perform well. By the end of the fair, the Allen kids win a handful of ribbons for their showmanship.
The next achievement award is to Aaron Allen.
And they did okay at auction.
Soap that hog for $7 a pound.
Both Aaron and Sarah got decent prices for their pigs. The weather's been holding out all week, but it's the last night of the fair and the rain has let loose. It seems to fit the mood. It's time for the kids to give up their animals.
How long have you had that pig?
Since May.
What's his name?
Many are hanging around the barns hugging their sheep, steers, and hogs for the last time. Teenagers take their cattle from stalls and lead them single file through a large empty barn up a ramp onto a trailer to be sent for slaughter. These kids understand the sacrifice that's made to make sure the meat counter is full. Some of the cattle bawl and buck against the men trying to load them. Many of the kids are crying. Charles Harner and his teenage daughter lean against the railing of an empty stall in the steer barn. She's a little teary-eyed. Harner says the kids are learning an important lesson.
It's a good teaching for when they lose a parent, or if they lose a grandpa or a grandma, that, you know, life does go on. We know that. That's just part of the process of life, you know. You're here for a reason, and you go on. So,
on the other side of the fairgrounds, Sarah Allen sits with her mom, getting ready to say goodbye to her pig, Orlando.
So is your pig still here?
Yep. Goes with Aaron's. So that's good. I'm not sad. Nope. I'm not sad. Maybe just a little bit. Not a lot.
Her brother Lucas says it was hard to put his steer on the truck.
It was kind of hard because you work with them and you bought them and you raised them like throughout the year and put them on the truck and you're like, oh shoot, you know, they're gone now. You got to go home and have nothing around. It's kind of hard, but you get used to it.
Lucas plans to use most of the money he got for his steers to buy another one in a few weeks, and then the process starts all over again. But next year, he'll have some competition from his little sister. Sarah's also planning to show cattle at the fair next summer. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Grant.